You're listening to the Reluctant Adult Podcast. If you like what you're hearing, follow us on social media and leave us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts. This is the way.
I don't want to grow up. I'm a Toys R Us kid. There's a million.
This week from the internet, holy turtle texture, Batman. Playmates 88 remastered Ninja Turtles have collectors saying, poor us. Plus, move over, Street Sharks. There's only room for one retro anthropomorphic turtles knockoff action figure line in these parts. And the real April Fools is the friends we made along the way. NECA dares collectors to buy a life-size Mithrigan collectible. What could possibly go wrong? I bent my Wookiee. It's the Reluctant Adult Podcast.
Don't you be a dummy. Buckle your safety belt.
Thank you, Billy. It's
Morphin' Time! Welcome to another episode of the Reluctant Adult Podcast. My name is Paul, and I am joined, as always, by the man who knows the importance of moisturizing, Bill!
Hi, everyone. That's right. I like to make sure my pores are nicely moistened.
You don't want to end up looking like a Ninja Turtle.
Not one bit.
Not these turtles, anyways. So, no. We've been talking about these remastered turtles that we saw at some convention. There was a flyer for them.
Right. That was.
And we got a not perfectly crystal clear photo of them. So we've sort of.
At the time, we were very excited.
Well, sure, because we had been asking for such a product to exist, right. And we're like, hey, you know, Mattel did it with He-Man. Playmates, get on the ball here. Seemed like they were going to do it, and they are doing it. They're calling them remastered, 1988 remastered.
Yes.
And we didn't know much more than that. So the powers that be, a.k.a. Pixel Dan, reached out to Playmates and was like, excuse me, sir.
He's got their number on speed dial.
May I please have some more information on the Ninja Turtles, please, sir? You may know me from Masters of the Universe. I also enjoy turtles.
I am writing a physical book, just so you're aware.
I am an author. You may know me from my book. I'm working on one for your Ninja Turtles. That's not even what he sounds like. I don't know why.
That's not right. He probably was like, all right, it's comparison time.
Hi, that's Playmates. It's me.
It's how he probably called them. He's like, guess who it is, everybody? It's me. It's comparison time.
Now, I know you're not used to hearing from me because I usually work with the other guys, but here's something you might not know about me. I love being a turtle. I think we nailed that. That's exactly what
we did.
Sound like.
Yeah,
so anyways, Pixel Dan reached out to Playmates to be like, please give us some information. And he made a whole video. He hoped to had heard back from Playmates, and it did not happen. But it was like a week after this photo leak. And he's like, I can't wait any longer. The world needs to hear my official take, my pixel thoughts about these turtles. So he made that video. But since then, Playmates actually did send him the actual photo that was used in that advertisement. So we got to see the high-res version of the turtles, the remastered turtles. And the first thing that I think everybody noticed was how holy they are.
Yes, you're mightily porous, very porous.
They just seemed like kind of random, just like dot here, dot there. Like, I don't know. It doesn't really resemble an actual texture. It's just like when you're playing with Play-Doh and you're just like, I just want lots of holes in here. I don't know.
Sure. It's almost like Playmates said to their designers, we like our original turtles, but people really also like those movie turtles. So how do we combine them both together?
Right.
And then terrify people.
Because it's like, Playmates just sort of missed the whole point of this. Like, we don't want them to be more realistic, which this doesn't accomplish anyways. Like, turtles don't look like. This is not what turtles look like. They don't have holes. They're very smooth. They almost look like collections of rocks because they're like dinosaurs. But they're not like a frog. Maybe would look like this, but not turtles. We don't want the figures to look more realistic. We want the toys to be more articulate. We just want those original toys exactly, but to be able to move them in fun poses. Like that's what we wanted.
We don't need that bend in the knee that's pre-posed. We want to make it straight.
Right. We don't want them like as statues that you cut articulation into. We want these to have. We want basically what Mezco did. Like essentially, Mezco, you know, they really, in retrospect, people have like complete FOMO if they didn't get their hands on those because they just are able to be posed in so many ways. But we want those original turtles, those 88 turtles, the look of those, the coloring of those, but more articulate. So
you think it's too late to stop this?
I mean, if anything, they could just do them again. They could just make them again. People will buy them again.
Next time. This is the Slimer Bucket 2.0.
Looking at the what did you say? The what 2.0?
I said the Slimer Bucket 2.0.
Oh my god. I still want to get to the bottom of that, cuz the real one, like the one that was advertised, never came out, correct?
Right.
Yeah. So that doesn't even exist. I don't know, like, where they save it. Like, where'd that picture come from? Why does that even? Why does that photo exist?
AI generated.
Show me the
Cinemark, the Cinemark Slimer popcorn bucket without the popcorn bucket, and then there it is.
There it is. If you look at the bases on these two, each base has like one slice of pepperoni pizza sculpted into it in the exact same spot. Like, I guess they reuse. Yeah, I think that's probably what it is. They reused like the base, and then they added little bibs and bobs to make it seem like a different display base.
Is the slice just on the ground?
It's on the ground. Yeah.
What are they saying? The turtles like eat pizza off the ground for? Come on.
And then there's like little a red and blue wire, and a little like the front has this little copper wire thing. Where, like, so they're like the bases are exactly the same, but they added little extra things. I don't care about the bases. I don't want the bases. I want the turtles, and I want them to look like. And then the other thing is, what is the packaging going to look like? This base is probably going to like be totally distracting, because maybe other people disagree, but I want this to look like the original packaging, but update the drawings or something. Like, I don't know. I don't want it to be like all new packaging. Like, that, there's no fun in that.
It's just gonna come in a box. It's gonna be like those
kind of box.
What was that series? That Star Wars series. Remember that Star Wars series where they were all pre-posed? It was like an anniversary set. It was like a 20th anniversary set where they had two figures in like a dynamic pose, Han and Chewbacca. Oh.
Yes.
And they had Leia and Luke doing the doing the grappling. Those maybe they'll do it like that in a box. Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't want that either.
No, so, get rid of the stand. Give me the sprue.
Give me this. Exactly. See, here's where Super 7 honestly had a better handle on what collectors want. They didn't want to put enough articulation in it, because we know that Brian doesn't like that. He wants things to look like their original counterparts. And we're going to talk a lot more about Brian a little later, but let's finish up talking about these guys. We know the price, and the price is $12.99. Great. Very affordable.
We shouldn't be angry at that.
But nobody's angry. That's great. That's probably the best news we've heard about these.
Yeah.
They are a Walmart exclusive, however, so that's a little troubling. But if it's only these four figures and it's turtles, Hopefully they're going to have a bunch of them. If you want them, if you still want them after all this.
Right. Everyone's going to, turtles are so popular right now. It's going to.
It's just,
people are going to be like, I'm going to miss out. It's like you said, it's going to be like that Mezco turtle thing. You just feel like I'm going to miss out. Hopefully they'll make more. Oh
yeah. Oh, and then those ankles, the way they're cut, it just looks like, that looks just like, I wish they didn't even put it in if that's how it was going to look, because it looks gross. It doesn't look right. Yeah. So these are kind of half-assed. I mean, you know, you got some, like the arms are pretty well articulated. I guess the elbow will swivel in addition to having like the lateral bend, because they don't have shoulder balls, so they can't like move the bicep that way. So hopefully you can still get, although I don't see anybody actually doing that. So I don't know. Again, basically you could just take like the Mutant Mayhem figures and throw those classic heads on there and you'd have almost the equivalent of this, because those are just the same bodies, or like not the same bodies, but the same like design.
Just have some fun with the Super 7 turtles, you know. They're bust up, but you know what? They're fun.
You can. Yeah. I mean, they're a lot of money. I think that was probably more than anything. That is the, I mean, you can get all four of the remastered turtles for one original price of the Super 7 turtles. Although those have been, I think at this point, all four turtles have been under 30 at some point somewhere.
Right.
You just gotta do your homework. You gotta keep your eye out. Follow Toy Sailboat on Facebook. I'll let you know when things are cheaper on Amazon and Entertainment Earth, at least. So, yeah, we don't know anymore. We'll update you when we find out. We talked about Brian. Should we just get into the Super 7 stuff?
Yeah, why the heck not? It's big enough news. It was early news last week, but it's still big. It's not, okay. You know.
So let's preface this. Let's put the disclaimer out. This is not news. This is rumor.
Okay.
Unsubstantiated.
There's always a little truth to some rumors.
Well, okay. But it's from an anonymous poster on Reddit. So right off the bat, nobody's like putting their name to this. They just want this information out there. But let's take a look at the facts that we do know. Super 7 did get a big influx of cash from third party. Okay.
Is that ever disclosed as to
who the party is?
Fronted that money is?
I don't have that information on off the top of my head, but I do believe, I don't think it's secret. I don't think you're allowed to do that. We just got some dark money and now we're making toys. Yeah. No, another company gave them a lot of money.
Okay.
We do know that Super 7 is not making Disney product anymore after they could not come to terms. People were sort of splitting hairs on whether or not that license expired or was terminated, and I don't know if it like was for a certain amount of time and that time just eclipsed, or if it was ended early by one party or the other. I don't know that, but the fact that it was not renewed at the very least is still not great, because we know that there was another set of the Simpsons planned and it's not happening now. So it's not like they're like, well, we made everything we wanted to. No, they wanted to make more, Super 7 did. So that's not happening.
They did.
So the story that we heard is that Brian, founder of this company, Super 7, will no longer have final say on what the products look like, per se. So let's dig into this a little bit. Four series of The Simpsons, zero versions of the main characters in their normal clothing. This was a Brian call. For whatever reason, he wanted it to be this way. I think if you ask 10 people that know about this if that was a good idea, 9 of them will say no, it was a bad idea.
Yeah.
So the theory is now that there will be someone else to be like, well, hold up, maybe we should throw a Homer in there, maybe we should throw a Bart in their normal clothing. Maybe that's what we want. Maybe we want some double jointed elbows on our Ninja Turtles. Maybe the advancement of toy technology has come far enough that we should start including that in our product because other companies are doing it. Brian likes to keep that aesthetic as clean and as similar to the original toys as possible. So we weren't seeing a lot of that, but maybe according to this anonymous Reddit poster, we'll start seeing that. The G.I. Joe figures are an interesting case because this week, this is actual news. The series, what series was it? 6, which was a set of repaints of all of the existing female characters, was canceled because it did not receive enough pre-orders. That is fact. That actually happened. Did you ever end up getting any of the G.I. Joe from Super 7?
No, because they're not in scale with the classified items.
Right.
So
no, they're their
own point
thing.
To it.
Yeah.
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 They're more cartoon based, you know, based off of the animation.
Well, right, exactly. They are based off the show. So I don't know how those have sold. I feel like those are probably at the bottom of the totem pole. They seem to have the most QC issues.
They do.
And something that this poster on Reddit was saying was the lines that sell the worst end up at the worst factories. So you want to save, like, there's only so much output you can get from a factory. So you know which factories are going to do the best job. So you send your top performing lines there, like your Turtles. And I mean, you know, Simpsons, we didn't think did too well, but the last two sets have been amazing in terms of the quality of the figures. So maybe those ended up there too. So
the bad factory. That just sounds funny. It really
the
does.
Joes go to the back. They got to go to the bad factory. Yeah, there's only, you know, somebody's got to go to the bad factory. Who do you want?
So
who do you want to send
the
there?
Indiana Jones stuff back in during the Crystal Skull days. It's like,
that's right. Those egg eyes. Yeah.
Egg eyes. Yes. You got egg eyes. Don't look into the sun, people. You'll get egg eyes.
My God.
Ugh.
I'm concerned about us in the sun, but we'll talk about that in a second.
You spend a lot of time in the sun. You're okay.
I literally live in the Sunshine State, so
they're
sending the kids home early.
Let's
finish up with the Brian. Let's finish up with this first before we get too off topic. So we don't. There's no official word. There won't be. Brian's not going to make a post that says like, yeah, they don't like what I'm doing with my company, so I have to take a step back. We're not going to hear that. It'll be interesting to see if anything is very obviously different.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, hopefully, I mean, we've always talked about the weird decisions that he was making because it was the way that he wanted them to be, not necessarily what the, you know, general populace wanted, the majority wanted.
It seemed like every line had some questionable direction to it.
Right. And then other people were saying that he didn't even care at the end of the day. He was somebody, you know, quoted him as saying that no one else is making this, so people are going to buy it regardless.
Yeah.
And, you know, again, we can't confirm this, but that's just what the sort of information that is being put out there. And that's not good. So I feel like maybe he should refute that because you don't want people thinking that that's true if it's not. So, Brian, if you'd like to come on Reluctant Adult Conversations and, you know, settle this, maybe we can get the Reddit shit poster to come on, too. We can have a debate. But obviously, I love Super 7 because I love these Simpsons figures. But now they don't make them, so I guess I don't love Super 7. You took away the one thing I loved.
Past appreciation of them.
I don't really care about the other stuff you make now at this point. Maybe if you do Office Ultimates, but so, yeah, we'll see how that goes. If you're a fan of The Office, you might understand this. If you're not, you're going to think I sound crazy. But I would just like to tell the world to please shut up about the sun. Shut up about the sun. Do you know what I'm talking about? Do you remember when Gabe says that to Andy?
Yeah. Sure. You know, Gabe, Gabe was never my favorite.
Oh, no.
Did not like Gabe.
I love Gabe.
Didn't like the addition of Gabe.
I disagree 100%. Gabe is a great character, and then that actor went on to Silicon Valley to be another, I can't think of his name off the top of my head, but another great character, and he hasn't done a lot since, or at least things that I've watched, but I love that actor, at least for those two roles.
Oh, yeah.
All right, so the sun. There's going to be an eclipse.
Yes, there is.
People are, like, the way they're talking, it's like, this is the first time this happened in 100 years.
Get
like,
your glasses if you can, people.
I remember a former president looking up at the sun, and we're like, we knew he would, and he's doing it. Like, it wasn't that right. long ago that
yes,
this happened.
Yes, he's too powerful for the sun. The sun's going to shy away from him. That's right.
we all revolve around him. Yeah. Yeah, so I said that they're sending the kids home early from school. It's not they're not sending them home. They're not being mandated to leave, but they are being allowed to be picked up early if the parents wish to.
Oh, that's interesting.
And my wife has opted into that. So she's yeah. gonna pick because she doesn't trust our son to not look straight up in
that's
the sky.
That's hilarious. All right, so we got the exact opposite going on. We sent our kid a permission slip back because they're having a solar eclipse event out in the field where they're encouraged to stare at the sun.
But they have proper eye protection?
They do. So the whole school has been, the whole school is gracious and donated protective eyewear to all the students.
What does that look like? Does it look like those 3D glasses that you just had on?
Yes, it does. It's just a piece of cardboard.
And you can just look straight? You can just look straight at the sun with those things?
I tried it today. It was great. It was just looking at it was like looking at the moon.
But I don't. Also, why is this something we need? Why would we even want to look at this? Why is this a problem?
Because it is such an event.
But what are you going to see? You're just going to see it black with a slight ring around it?
No, that's
watch
like
Heroes.
The whole thing.
Just watch the opening of Heroes.
It's like watching it through your phone. That's what everyone who's sun-phobic is encouraging people to do.
Sun-phobic, Lord.
No, it's a big thing up here in the Northeast. North of me, at least, there's like several places that are getting like 100% totality. My sister's actually going up to Maine to see it because it's one of the areas where it's guaranteed for 100% totality. I got my glasses like a month and a half ago because people were like, you better get them now because the closer you get, the harder these things are going to get to find. And sure
Where'd
enough, I got mine on Amazon. No, Amazon. Yeah, I popped them out in the cereal box.
It just has like a pinhole.
Yeah.
That's how they did it back in the day.
Oh, right.
Do
you remember
making
those?
They put a cardboard box on their head and they looked at
it.
That's how they would do it. Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. No. But yeah, no, everybody on the local Facebook pages are like, where can I find them? And everyone's like, they're gone. They're all gone. You can't find them.
Oh, God. If it's not fucking masks or toilet paper.
No. So now I'm seeing too
sunglasses.
Much. I was on TikTok too long. Now I'm just seeing all sorts of stuff about crazy eclipse theories and the rapture and everything else like that. The end of days.
Oh my God. If it's going to end, just end. All right. I'm so sick of this.
Right.
The Mayans are like, it's ending now. It's like, well, it didn't end. All right.
Oh yeah. Yeah. The whole John Cusack movie about that. And it didn't end.
I'm watching Three Body Problem and it's all about this other world that's ending. So they're coming here. It's all about the Three Body Problem. If you haven't watched this yet, the chances that you've watched it are pretty good. It's very popular on Netflix.
Okay.
Three suns, I think, celestial bodies. When they get close enough to each other, the planet can sort of ping pong between them, get pulled in from their gravitational field. And then the suns can align. So it gets too hot, everything burns up. Like this is the technical term, three body problems. Where I'm losing you. You don't. It's not the show is not very. I mean, it is sciencey, and the scientists play a big part of it. But it's about aliens. So
you don't even like Star Trek. How can you like this? What
I do wonder. I say this. I wonder if I watched it, if I would like Star Trek, but it just seems so boring to me.
I don't think you would at this point.
You know what? I did go to see one of the movies in theaters, and I literally fell asleep during it.
Oh.
So, I tried.
You tried.
I tried.
You
and
made
it did
an
not,
attempt.
Not for me. So, that's a big event that's happening this week. A big event that happened last week was April Fool's. And I feel like everybody participated this year. Unlike
we had fun.
Yeah, I feel like the last few years people have not really been partaking just because
right
I don't think that, like, collectively we could handle it. But this year,
that's true. Like, yeah, I agree with you 100%. They were like, just so you're aware, there will be no fooling about on this first day of April.
Yeah,
from several companies, they're like, no, everything's too dark. We don't need any lightheartedness right now. But yes,
well,
you're right.
Like,
this year,
people were just willing, like, because of so much crazy shit was happening. People were like, yeah, that's probably true. They probably are. That's probably happening. And they're like, that's it. See you on the other side. You know, straw that broke the camel's back. Didn't want to be responsible. Like, it's like Pop-Tarts didn't want to be responsible for, like, people offing themselves because they were going to make
Pop-Tarts,
bacon Pop-Tarts or something.
You know what? They already shocked the world by devouring that Pop-Tart mascot.
I'm surprised they didn't try to capitalize on that. I wonder if they're waiting for the next moment. But I feel like that should have been, like, an ongoing thing.
Sure.
Because that was a big deal. And we all appreciated it, too. Nobody was like, that's disgusting. We were like, I wonder what he tastes like.
Ooh.
I wonder if he is different than the normal strawberry Pop-Tart. So anyways.
Fair enough.
April 1st occurred this past week, and there were a bunch of, at least on the toy boards, and then, like, the general, like, nerddom sanctum,
right?
Like, somebody had pictures of X-Men on the set, and obviously that's not happening yet, so we didn't have that. Our friends from Tubbs, the rubber duckies, they introduced a Tubbs duck made of cake, which is not real, but it looked delicious. I actually was like, this would be a fun product. People like things made of cake. You could just make it out of vinyl and make it look like the inside is cake.
That's true.
NECA, they actually got me because they had two things, and one of them actually, I'm still not sure if it's real, but I think it is real because you can order it. But the first thing they had,
they got a whole page for that thing.
But they could just make that. But the first thing they had was they were going to do, was this a life-size version or just a line of collectibles based on Small Wonder?
Oh, okay. See, I had to look up what Small Wonder was because I wasn't
aware. Oh, you never watched that?
I loved Small Wonder.
Oh, that was a great show.
Okay.
That was a great show about this. So they
had a robot.
There was a family and they had a robot, but she was a little girl.
Yeah.
You know, it was kind of like Family Matters, and instead of Urkel, it was just a robot little girl. It's kind of like Elf. I almost feel like the dad was the same actor. I'm not sure if that's true. But just like that time, you know, they were always like throwing in one weird character into the family dynamic. So that's what Small Wonder was. I had a great theme song. It's a small wonder. So that was not real.
The song.
That was not real.
That wasn't real.
But NECA also announced a life-size Mathregan from the movie Mathregan.
Right.
And I was like, okay. And everybody in the post was like, okay, great. But no.
I sent it to you and I was duped, but then I was like, wait a minute. You were like, yeah, April Fool's. And I was like, no.
You sent it to me.
I'd forgotten.
You sent it to me being like, this is crazy. And I was like, oh, sweet summer child. Like, this is not real.
Right.
But I think it is real. I think for $500 or more, $5,000, how much is it?
I believe it's $500. Yeah, it's $499.
I mean, that doesn't seem like enough to have a life-size anything. Is it made out of, like...
It's a mannequin. Like, you know.
I know, but still, like, how much does a mannequin cost?
Like, $99.
Really? That seems like a good deal.
Oh, yeah.
But it looks terrible, right? Like, this face looks terrible.
It doesn't look like the actress. It looks like someone else.
I don't even know. That's why I'm like, I still don't believe this is happening. And also,
so what are they just?
I feel like if you order
now?
This, I feel like if you order this, you're gonna end up in a list somewhere. Like, what are you gonna do with this?
What are you doing with your life size girl doll? Yeah,
it's not like it's a Halloween prop where it, like, you know, scares, like, spooks you or something. It's just,
it's not like a life size Chucky doll. Right?
Yeah, it's not your Chucky
doll.
What
are you doing?
People aren't gonna know what this is. No one's gonna be like, oh, is that Mathregan? Like, no. They're going to be like, you have this little girl doll. That's weird. Don't like that.
Did your kids do any pranks, like, above,
no, they were
like,
unaware.
Just like, oh, okay. So my daughter was very much aware and started, this is a good one. She started to lose her voice a little bit for some reason. So she started talking a little Raspy?
Red Rob.
So we're driving home, and I'm like, how should we trick Mom? And she goes, well, I don't know. And I go, let's do something with your voice. And I go, let's say one of your classmates karate chopped you in the throat.
Lord.
Because Mom's going to ask. Mom's going to ask.
I guess.
What happened to your voice? And sure enough, my daughter starts talking. Mm-hmm. My wife goes, what's wrong with your voice? And I go, yeah, tell Mom what happened.
Yeah.
And like my daughter was like, I'm glad she didn't say anything because she would have been like, she would have like cracked up like as a joke. And I go, so-and-so karate chopped her in the neck during recess.
Oh,
and
no.
My wife's like, oh my God.
Yeah.
Did anyone know? How did you know? Did you get a phone call? How come we're just hearing about this?
How come?
How come?
Does she know? Did you let on ever?
No, we didn't. We let it go on for like 30 seconds, and then we're like, April Fools!
Haha.
You stupid mom, April Fools.
You were concerned about the well-being of your child, and now you look foolish.
How dare you. Yes, that was
good
fun.
Good times.
That was fun.
All right. Well, when we come back, we're going to talk about the big event this weekend, WrestleMania. But we will be right back after these messages. It's the Super Bowl of wrestling, or the Super Bowl is the WrestleMania of football, as some would say. But this weekend, it has become a two-night event. Tonight, Saturday, the first night, the main event, Cody Rhodes and Seth Rollins. Seth freaking Rollins versus Roman Reigns and The Rock in a tag team match. And then that match has ramifications for tomorrow night's World or Universal, whatever they're calling the title now, between Cody and Roman. Will Cody finish the story? God, I hope so. God, man, if he doesn't, that's going to be a rough. I remember last year when he lost and it was like, oh, I don't know if that was the right call, but we made it. We made it a whole nother year and we're here. We're talking about wrestling. It was a big to-do. If you are involved in wrestling at all, you were probably in Philadelphia this week. We had lots of reveals. All the millions of companies making retro wrestling figures were there showing off their prototypes. Mattel was there. I think their event, their like actual event where they're going to have like the, you know, the slides, the PowerPoint slides that people can't seem to figure out how to take a photo of. Those will be, that's Sunday. But they showed off stuff starting on Thursday. The most interesting thing that they showed was this series of Ninja Turtle inspired elite figures. So these are made using the elite bodies. So it's not like these are for kids necessarily. And they picked four wrestlers to represent the four Ninja Turtles. So they picked Kofi Kingston, Austin Creed, or what's his wrestling name? Xavier Woods. They picked, those are two. I think Michelangelo and Donatello. Rey Mysterio is Raphael. And then Seth freaking Rollins is Leonardo. So you got to kind of see these to know what's going on. It's not like they're dressed. I mean, they're like wearing gear inspired by the colors of the turtles, I guess. It's very like, I don't know. It's a very just interesting. And it's not like these are like fantasy figures. These are happening. These are coming to Target this summer. So Target was like, yeah, this sounds like a great idea. But they're doing more than just the turtles. They're also doing Roman Reigns as Shredder, I guess. He's got like some big spiky shoulder pads, but it's not like he has a helmet or anything. And then Cody Rhodes as Casey Jones. So he's got the hockey mask and it's painted up with his like American Nightmare colors and stuff. And, yeah, so
wow.
As a not wrestling collector, but as a turtle collector, what do you think about these?
I'm about as excited for these as I was when they were dressed up like the Ghostbusters a couple of years ago. So not Is excited at all.
The wrestlers or the turtles?
The wrestlers.
Okay. But these are turtles. Yeah. You like turtles?
I don't give a
shit. Oh, but you like Ghostbusters too. I mean, it is
my,
you know,
impassioned speech. I don't care.
They
it's my money going back in my wallet.
You save some bucks there. I wonder how much they're going to cost, because Elite's costs like bucks. 25. I don't know. We'll see how these do. But Playmates did Ninja Turtles dressed as wrestlers. They did a few series, at least two. And those were sort of like the time where it's like, what is the point? Like, these just exist in their own world. It was very strange. So at least these are like your standard wrestling figure, and they're just wearing wrestling gear that kind of looks like, it looks like something you would create in the video game.
Yeah.
Like, that's exactly right. Like, yeah, I almost none of it that's looks how they like, design them.
I mean, you were talking, you sent me a photo and I was like, let's get those turtle shells on them from the,
oh, that's right,
jiu-jitsu figures.
So again, we are always like right there with decisions being made in toys. Because last week I showed off my CM Punk wearing his Gujitsu turtle shell. And then the very next week, what do we see? An official wrestling turtle figures. So we were right there. There was something else that happened recently. Oh, we were talking about the party wagon. And people were like, hey, you were just talking about this. Oh, and we were talking about the dinosaur figures from NECA. And then people were like, hey, you were just talking about this. It's like, yeah.
What will we talk about next?
Well, you really got to tune in every week to see.
It's going to be ultimate office figures. That's where we're going.
You know what? Yeah.
That's going to be Super 7's saving grace, is that it's going to be ultimate office figures.
And they're just going to do generic versions of Michael, Jim, and Dwight.
They've got to do it.
And that's it. And then maybe they'll come with enough accessories to make it into like a secondary figure.
Get those out first, and then you win me over, and then I'll start getting some variants. Maybe
Super 7 has it all backwards. It's like they do the convention exclusive that's like the normal figure.
Right.
Like, no, the convention exclusive is supposed to be the one that's a deep cut that the fans really want, not that the general public would care about.
Are they gonna give me
so
Toby missing his head from the Michael Scarn movie? That's what I get.
Oh, Toby. Yeah. They did that as a reaction figure.
Yeah. They did. Yeah.
Yeah. I know. The reaction, again, those reactions, they can pump those out like nothing. Yeah. Holy shit. What the fuck?
It's the earthquake.
Oh, the earthquake. Did you feel that? Did that affect you?
We felt an aftershock. I personally did not, but other people around me did, so I guess I'm just earthquake proof. I don't know.
Wow. Okay.
But looking around the collection room, I don't see anything out of the ordinary, so everything stayed upright.
That's good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I had something fall over behind me. That like figure right there. I don't know how that happened. I didn't feel an earthquake. Didn't. I think that would probably be the end of Florida if we started having earthquakes.
Yeah, you just sink into the ocean.
The sand would rise up. Yeah, I know. It wouldn't take much. It wouldn't take much.
No.
So the big news this week that got everyone upset. There's always some news that makes people mad. And this week it was that Marvel has cast another character in their Fantastic Four movie. And it is the Silver Surfer. And the Silver Surfer is cast as a woman. What?
Now this isn't like new news. This is like, it had been rumored prior to this that, you know, there had been some information leaked here and there that we would be seeing a female version of the Silver Surfer before we saw the male version of Silver Surfer.
The good version. We don't want to jump into the one that people want. Like, we're going to give you this. We'll give you a taste, because it's like, we're not really sure what this is going to look like on film, the silver person. So we don't want to fuck it up if this is what we're going.
We have a good idea already what the silver person looks like on film. It's already happened once.
Well, I know, but that was many years ago, and that was different.
It was
a different time. Maybe Marvel's going to do it. Maybe Marvel's going to do it impractical, and they're just going to paint her up.
I sent you that video the other day of all the cosplayers in their X-Men attire, and you know what? Bless them. They do great. They look fantastic for what they are. But I feel like having seen, and we went back to this last week, watching X-Men 97, and seeing it animated, and seeing, you know, what we would expect, and then to take that and put it into a reality based thing with live action, it would just look hokey. It would look fake.
There's just no way to do it. We're just we are not open.
My brain's not ready for it.
It's just we're not willing to accept that. Because we don't if we see people like this is the best example we have. We see people in cosplay. There's not like, oh, if the military made these outfits, they would look better. No.
Right.
This is it. This is as good as it's going to get. And it still just looks like people running around pretending to be superheroes. So it's not ever going to work. So I think
I can appreciate those early X-Men movie costumes because those were at least.
Oh, the leather. Yeah.
The leather. Right. I appreciate
they were afraid. And they've gotten. We need to make Hollywood afraid again. We can't have these. These costumes that look too much like the comic. It's just, it's taken me out of it. It's not working.
It has. And it's so much so that a lot of shows jokingly put them in. Like the, what is it? The WandaVision had the comic versions as Halloween costumes.
They were
and we're
Halloween
like,
costumes,
oh no.
I know, it looks bad. So, yeah. So, Julia Garner, we know her as Ruth. From Ozarks, we know her from
and then the Nespresso spokesperson now.
Oh, is that true?
Yeah, she's.
Where do you even
one of the
see commercials
for Nespresso? YouTube.
YouTube.
We'll put an ad in here and there.
Gotta get those ad blockers. Can't do that.
Oh, that'd be nice. But then, how will I know that she's a spokesperson for Nespresso?
You'll listen to this podcast and you
that's
you,
right
the alternate version
I'm just doing you. The research here. It's just one more talking point about this.
There's something else she was in through recently ads. On Netflix. The Assistant, is that it? She had like
that sounds
accents.
Accurate.
Yeah.
Okay. Like she had so an accent in the last thing she was in too. Yeah. Did she make it through in Ozark? I didn't finish it because
no, she didn't. She got real close
oh, no.
though. Only the family makes it out.
Oh, no kidding.
That was kind of the point of the show, where it's like the rich, privileged white family ends up okay.
Oh,
everybody
man.
Else dies.
Well, now, if you just told me, I would have been like, oh, okay, but yeah, okay.
I mean, she had to die. There's no
I
version
feel partially
of that
spoiled
world
now.
Where she survived. Like, what would she be doing?
I
what would she do?
Feel
what was she
going to
do? Was she going to leave the Ozarks? She was going to survive in the Ozarks? No, she had to go. That was how that.
Oh,
had to
now
go.
I'll have to
I
watch
to
the
down.
Rest of this.
It was very
son
good.
Son of a
it
gun.
Was a very good show. Ozarks. Very good.
It was decent.
I hope I didn't ruin it for anybody. You got to check it out, even if you know that. The family's okay. Everyone else dies. Spoiler alert.
Okay. Thank goodness.
So, along with there being Silver Surfer, obviously, that sort of. The Silver Surfer goes hand in hand with Galactus. So, then that rumor sort of started to swirl this week that Galactus was going to be. The villain, but then they're talking about this being an alternate universe, not the 616, but then they're saying like maybe they'll destroy 616 and then that allows them to restart like all the characters like Iron Man and Captain America go back to like being alive. And I'm just like I don't know.
Wait, does this no longer take place in the 60s either? Was that something I saw too?
No, I think that probably is correct because
that is confirmed
magazine. Nothing is confirmed. This could all be fake.
So
we haven't actually seen them in costume. Like we saw a drawing of them. Like this is gonna all be an April Fool's joke. Who
oh
knows?
My goodness!
But this I feel like is gonna reset everything, and it's either gonna be good or it's gonna be bad, and then we don't have to think about it anymore because it's all gonna go up in flames. So and we'll have the DC universe. I'm sure that'll be great. Can't wait to see another Superman movie. If there's one
at
thing I love.
X-Men,
it's a good
at
Superman
least X-Men
movie.
90. Yeah, at least X-Men 97 is renewed for a second season.
Just at least. I think it's, well,
that.
No, second season's done. Third season
oh, it's done.
It got renewed, yeah.
Oh, okay. There we go.
So
never mind.
What did you think about this week's episode? For the first time, this is only episode 4, right?
Right.
So, like, a little bit of a side adventure. Got to gave the spotlight to Jubilee.
It was a split episode. So
yeah, but I feel like the stuff with Storm was very quick at the end.
It was. It was.
And Forge. We found out Forge is not super great.
I don't think he ever was super great. But no, I appreciated the Mojo stuff. I liked how he was drawing his energy from people's viewing and like viewership was down in like the TV realm, so he was investing in video games.
Right.
To do that.
Did he always
like
sound like
works.
That? That is not how I envisioned him sounding.
I think it was a little bit of a tweak.
Okay. Because I was like, this is not what I thought this dude would sound like.
It's a little bit more animated, in my opinion. But nice. Like a lot of fun seeing the video game cutscenes,
right.
The 16-bit stuff, the arcade cabinet stuff.
That was great. Yep.
Yeah. That was a fun episode.
Some nice Easter eggs. I'm just looking at this Collider article. The what's the other group with Havoc?
X Factor.
X-Force. Yeah.
X-Factor.
Multiple Man. I don't know. That big guy. Yeah. What's the big guy's name? The little swirl?
Strong Guy.
Strong Guy. Wolfsbane. You know, so we know some of the upcoming Marvel Legends figures, and they do sort of correspond, even though they're not X-Men 97 figures. I think Wolfsbane is one of the characters. And then what's the guy with the lion or whatever? What's his name? Zazar?
Kazar?
Kazar, is that it?
I don't know. Yeah.
But that's like from that Savage Land arc,
right,
where Magneto and Rogue get it on. So we've sort of seen the inklings of that. So who's to say what we're going to see from future episodes? But even though this didn't really have the punch of the previous episodes, you need one like this to kind of like give it a breather. Like it can't all be like super dramatic.
No, this was a lot. This was a lot of fun. Going back to, again, all like the X-Men centric media that we had back in the 90s.
Mm-hmm.
And like what we were drawing from as youth to like as enjoy. Youth.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
Yes.
Back in my day.
So that was fun. Looking forward to it's nice. I don't know how many episodes. Do we know the season count? Like 11?
I think it's 10.
So we have six more to go. So another month and a half of episodes. That's nice. I like it.
It's exciting.
And then we'll see how quickly they turn on season 2.
Mm-hmm. I picked up the Goblin Queen figure. I found it at Target.
Oh, you found it?
Nice. Yeah. I said I need to get this, at least for the baby.
The baby, which that sculpt, this is like the third iteration of that sculpt.
Oh, no kidding. Oh, man, I feel duped.
There was one that came with... Oh, originally, I think it came with Mystique, the VHS Mystique.
Okay. Yep. Nope. That's ringing a bell. Yeah.
And it was baby Nightcrawler. Oh, no, it's slightly different. The head is different. So maybe the blanket is reused. Because it's got like a pacifier. And it is clearly supposed to be a Nightcrawler.
I have it in the trunk of my car. We went to Home Depot today to do the kids craft that we do the first of every month.
Oh, so yeah,
pop the trunk, and my wife's back there with me, and she goes, "Oh, look, you have an X-Men baby." And I'm like,
"Oh, look.
Get out of here, wife. Get out of here.
Stop peeking in my places, woman.
Get out of here. You're going to wind up in the trunk."
Oh, you don't want to know my secrets. Don't look too deep. You might be afraid of what you find.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I got Cyclops and Jean Grey. Someone was pointing out that Jean Grey doesn't have ab crunch, which I didn't even notice. And I don't think that I care or want.
I don't care. I mean, she just had a baby. How is she supposed to have ab crunch?
Right. It's just accurate to the media. She would not be bending at the waist or at the below the pectoral. I don't even know like how you anatomically would illustrate
can't
that.
Can't do it. She'd be happy she got into the costume in the first place.
I know, right? Really? Well, she's the... okay. So in the they keep changing the opening of the show, adding in like the creature of the week, but also they changed her hairstyle, Jean Grey's hairstyle. So it's like the clone was in the first three episodes.
Oh, with and the now hair it's down?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, now the hair's up.
Oh, interesting. I didn't see that. Little bit. That's interesting.
Right?
Okay.
So the real Jean didn't have a baby, so she has no excuse.
Right.
Yeah.
No. But she's out. I think the big thing is there's going to be a big event in Genosha for the series because
Those two are NATO off or something. I don't know.
The UN.
Oh, is that better?
Yeah. I think there's like an alternate. You said NATO.
UN and NATO are different.
Yeah, they're different.
How so?
I think diplomatically they're different. And country involvement, NATO? They're different.
Google, what is the difference between UN and NATO? NATO and the UN are two organizations trying to work together, despite the fact that they have very different philosophies. Okay, I guess they're very different. Never mind.
There we go. That's never it mind. For politics for the week. Back to toys.
I guess that is
everybody.
Back to toys. Nacelle had it hot off the heels of their very successful Kickstarter for The Expanse. Yeah. They put out a photo of their next retro line. This time they're doing Cowboys of Moo Mesa. Yeehaw!
Yeehaw. Hey.
Excited for this?
Was that a Kenner property? I was messing them all up a couple weeks ago.
I think so.
I said it was Playmates and
Mattel.
I was wrong.
I want to say Mattel. Let's find out. I'm going to type in Mattel.
No, because Emily from Hasbro was going through the archives.
And she saw Moo Mesa?
Yeah, I thought so.
Was that Kenner or Hasbro at that point?
That was Kenner, I thought. After she ignored my request to go as a podcast.
Yeah, what's the deal, Emily? Interviewee. You don't want to be on
I don't know,
you
I'm done.
Be on this very professional podcast where all the... What is this I'm looking at? This is like unproduced Happy Meal toys for Moo Mesa or something. I don't know.
Oh.
Did
you ever watch Cowboys of Moo Mesa?
No, I never did. It was a show?
It was a show.
So, you never watched it. I was going to say, what is the...
No.
What's the story here? It's just an alternate universe where cows are anthropomorphic? Are other animals anthropomorphic? It's just cows. Because that's...
Let's see. The Cowboys of Moo Mesa. And Cowboys is...
It's an acronym. What is it stand
for? It's an acronym, yes.
What does it stand for?
I don't even know that.
Let's just look up
the Wikipedia. Yes. Green make me read? God damn it.
Plot of Cowboys... Dealt with a mutation of
Code of the West.
Comets.
The cow part is short for Code of the West.
Everything trapped on top of Mesa was cowmatized by the light of the cowmet and evolved into bovapomorphic. Who wrote this wiki?
Who wrote this?
They had too much fun. Get out of here.
Bovapomorctric?
Bovapomorphic.
And then, so they all evolved into these. They all evolved into these, and then they took...
Who evolved, though? The cows, or did people evolve
into cows? Surnames that were all cow-related? So wait, did people turn into cows, or was it something else?
Well, that's the thing. I don't understand. And then, like, did time go by, or, like, are there dead bodies everywhere?
There is literally a character in this cartoon named Calamity Kate Cudster. Now, that was not her human name, if that's the case. Lily Bovine... Cody Calf. I just want to go
there
about
are a couple
toys.
A couple of characters. One looks like a vulture, so they're not all just cows.
Yeah,
so they're just animals and they just happen to have a lot of cows. Oh, the females are like too human. Too human-esque.
Yeah.
Like the only
oh, they
the,
were released like, by They were released by Hasbro. Okay, so Hasbro.
Oh, this guy's a scorpion. The other guy's a scorpion. He's little.
Oh,
that's
my
cute.
Gosh. Oh.
That's adorable. So oh, there's like a comic, and there's a bat. Oh, and he's wearing a little like banker's outfit. These are great.
Wow.
So Nacelle's making toys of these.
Yeah.
And we'll buy them or not. I did not have any of these toys. They look fine.
Neither
I
did
know.
I.
They weren't exciting. To me, because I was probably like, this is stupid.
Batman, Power Rangers. No, you moved on. That's what it is. You moved on.
They're cute, though. Moved I don't know.
On.
I could see these.
You had
could,
moved on.
Moved on. Yeah. Oh.
You graduated from Bovine University at that point.
I hope the carding is throwback, because the carding is pretty nice, actually. I like that. That holds up. So we saw a picture of one of the characters. He's red.
What's that big red thing?
He's a big red guy. What's his name?
Yeah.
Sheriff Terrible. Terrible. Get it?
All Was he a bad guy?
He's a sheriff. So I don't know.
Yeah. Oh.
I don't know.
Is
Do you think if we got mutated that we would have enough self-awareness to make our names puns to whatever we were mutated to? Do you think we'd be okay with that?
What would you be mutated into?
I think it's like whatever you're around. Like, yeah. If, you know, Splinter became a rat in one iteration of
what
that.
What would you prefer to be? What would you prefer to be around?
Oh, like, what would I want to mutate into?
Like, what would your preferred animal be?
Oh, you know what? I was watching this video last night that my wife sent me of kangaroos.
Yeah.
Those things are terrifying.
They get jacked up.
Jesus Christ.
In your face, so, yeah.
I think they really undersold that TMNT character that was a kangaroo. Like, he was way too small.
He was small, but he did have knee articulation.
That's true. He did have knee articulation.
That was Walkabout. Walkabout was his name.
And the way kangaroos move, they can hop, obviously, but they can't walk. They have to use their front feet, so they become...
Right.
You know, it's like someone said it looked like a jacked up deer, and like I could see it. The head is very deer-like.
You know, that's the thing. It's funny. I just watched a TikTok where a deer ran across the road, and the kid literally goes, "Look at that kangaroo."
No, so,
I guess a lot of people say it. No, honest to God, I'm gonna find it. It's on my TikTok history.
Look at that.
I will find it. I'll send it to you. Look at that kangaroo.
Were they in Australia? Like you just think there's kangaroos?
I don't think
around?
So. They were in the U.S. They're in the U.S. with deer.
The crazy thing about how, you know, the world formed and animals evolved, like, Australia was really separated from the rest of the continents, and animals just are different there. They're just different.
They are.
It's a whole other ecosystem. We got scary-looking everything.
I feel like if I was to mutate, it would have to be preferably a shark or maybe an alligator. I think that would be...
So you want the
water-based
critters.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I saw some alligators today, but they were babies because I was at SeaWorld.
Nice. Did you get to hold them?
No. I don't know
ain't living then.
You can't... Listen, SeaWorld is not putting people anywhere near these animals anymore.
No, that's too bad.
They are phasing out animals. I don't know if you know this.
Oh, it's like the Ringling Brothers Barnum and Bailey Circus where it's just Ringling Brothers.
And it's like shadows
of people flying around.
Yeah,
oh,
exactly.
Gosh, no.
Right. It's becoming Cirque du Soleil or whatever, how you pronounce that.
Yeah.
So SeaWorld's just becoming like roller coasters, which I do not care for those. So it's probably not go anymore. But the kids love it. My mom is a huge super fan of SeaWorld when she's down. We always have to go. She has a photo from when she was younger of getting kissed by Shamu, which is not a thing that can happen anymore. Definitely not allowed anymore. So we were walking around today. And the something that SeaWorld has that Disney does not really have are these carnival games. And Universal does.
Don't forget Dino World.
Well, but Dino World's going away. So I don't
know.
Thank
God.
I don't know if it's still operating or what they're doing there. But yeah, so there are some carnival games. But SeaWorld has carnival games. And I historically am pretty good at carnival games. If you recall, back in our youth, we went to Whalum Park. And the game where you have like the barrel or like the bin and you have to throw the ball
apple,
and keep
an
it
apple
in.
Barrel. It was an apple barrel. Yep. It's tilted.
I did.
You won that big damn tiger.
Big damn white tiger. And it's so funny, the quality of the carnival prizes has not improved as time has gone on, because even though they're huge, they're filled with little styrofoam pelts, and they are not good as like stuffed animals at all. They're just the worst.
Could you imagine that thing exploding in your house?
Right. Yeah. Just like the fan blows it all around.
They all get like static electricity. They cling to everything.
Oh no!
It's terrifying. I didn't realize that thing was filled with those.
Yeah. So that we have one because it sprung a leak. Basketball game. Well, here's what happened. I did the basketball game, and I know that the basket is like squished, so you can't like throw it like a normal. You got to get it straight down, or you got to hit off the backboard. So I threw it. It bounced off the very back, went straight up, and went straight down without hitting the rim. First try, I won this giant. It was like giant dogs. So I let the kid pick his favorite dog. We started walking around, and like it was like snowing. All the little things were coming out. I was like, damn it. So thankfully, we were able to bring it back, and they were like, here, here's another one. So now we have good. It's over here to my right. I'll have some video up of it. It's very large. It was a real pain in the ass carrying it around the park. not fun at all. But everyone was like, ooh, that's so big. Where'd you get that? So I did feel like sort of a rock star for a little bit there.
You're like, I won that. It's a major award. You had your Christmas story. You had your Christmas story moment.
So I sent you a photo of it, and like, yeah, now you got the high. Now you got the gambling high. And
right.
I was like,
well, I thought
nah.
your kid won it too. I thought your kid won it.
No, he didn't. He couldn't get that basketball over the thing. Yeah. But I did the thing where you pay. So it's like $5 for one shot or $10 for three. Mm-hmm. So I was like, well, let me give myself a fighting chance. So I did the three, but I got it in the first try. So I had like two leftover tries, and the lady's like, people can only win once per day, but you can let somebody else take your other chances. I was like, all right. So I let my wife do one, and she actually got pretty close. And then my son did it. He couldn't even get it over the thing. And I was like, all right.
Oh, no.
So then, I sent you a photo of that, and you're like, oh, you're gonna, yes. Now you have to chase that high. And I was like, nah. Yeah. But then we saw people walking around with these giant bananas, and some of them had like a little husky dog sticking his head out, like he was a husky dressed as a banana. And I was like, I need that. So we finally found it, and it was the game that I won the white tiger in, the apple barrel. You got to throw it in. So I was like, mm-hmm. I got this, no problem. So you have to get two in a row. So each game is two throws, and you have to get both.
Wow.
So first throw, I miss. I was like, damn it. So then the second throw was just for practice because it didn't count. So I did like the basketball throw. And it worked. And I was like, yes, I got this. No problem. But then I missed all the next ones. I missed every single one. It didn't work. Ugh. I couldn't figure out exactly how far to push it. So I did another round. But the kid, he wants to try. And I'm like, do you want to win? Because there's no way you're doing this. But then like to my right, a family with a little girl did it. And the little girl did it. And she won. So I was like, all right, maybe there's a chance. So I let the kid throw it. He friggin' throws it as hard as he can. It bounces right out. I was like, you do not understand how this game works. Like, you don't get it. So I bought three. I let him try two. And I'm like, let me do it. And, of course, I missed immediately. So no giant banana, but we did get the giant dog. So I feel like that was the better prize. Yeah.
That's good. Yes. No, I don't normally buy scratch tickets. For whatever reason, I was feeling lucky. I was feeling lucky tonight. I don't know why. So. Yeah. I got a Powerball because the jackpot is
quite large. $1 billion.
And I had put $20 in the machine.
Ooh.
And then I picked five tickets. The first ticket, a nice little cheap $2 ticket, paid for everything. So I got my $20 back. I won $30 off of that one.
Ooh,
got my $20 back.
Yeah.
And then scratched the last one, $50. Yep. I got $80 back. I was like, I'm up. I was up. I was happy.
Yeah, that's great.
Yes. Yeah.
Now, let's say you win the $1 billion.
Oh, my.
Let's say you win the billion. How much are you going to give me?
Enough.
A million?
We'll get you back up here. I'll settle you. We'll build
I want this
compound.
On the record. I would give you $1 million.
I'd probably
if
give
I
you
had
a million.
Because what is it? What is a billion? How many millions are in a billion? 1,000?
Million.
No, because that's 100 million.
Yeah. It's 1,000 millions.
1,000 millions. You have 1,000 millions to give away or to play with. I would give you $1 million.
Yeah, I'd probably.
But I would make it
dollars.
Its salary so I could write it off on my taxes.
Yeah, I'd probably put it in a trust for you so you could withdraw.
There
from
you
it.
Go. That's good. Yeah. No, I need it all immediately, though. I need it all immediately. I just need it yesterday. If you can make that happen. All right. It's on record now. That's very good.
That's good.
What else happened this week? I feel like there was more.
Oh, there's always more.
I was in a different area of the state for work, and I was like, oh, there's a Ross over here. I'm going to check that out. And let's just say economically not like the best area. Around, is it clear what I'm saying? It's not, lots of mansions in this area, like a little bit below the poverty line.
You're getting really close to saying something.
apparently this is where you want to go if you're looking for stuff at stores, because Ross Five Below, there was a DD's discount, which I had never been before. I didn't think we had those. And there was an Ollie's. There was an Ollie's I'd never been to. And they were all stacked. They had tons of product.
Wow.
Yeah. From that Ross,
Did you get anything?
I actually bought something. I don't know that I've seen these before, but there were these things called Apex Legends from Jax. And ooh, they're like Black Series, you know, G.I. Joe, like those kind of figures, like Fortnite. But they were $3.
Wow.
So I was like, I'm going to buy the whole friggin' set. So here's this person.
Apex Legends.
Like, I'm sure this is another video game that, like, didn't do well. But, like, there were, like, five figures. So 5 times 3, what was that, 15? So for that less than 15. The cost of, like, a real figure, I got a whole set. And they're, like, well-articulated. I'm going to open them up and do a review because I want to be like, this is how you make your money go further.
Probably like, look at this guy, has money for toys. Oh, we can't even buy food in these parts.
Well, I don't know why they have that accent, but the cashier was like, did you leave any for me? And I was like, there's a couple. There's not the full set, but they're for me now.
Did you leave any for me?
I know.
Why?
I
was like, why do people in why do people in retail insist on being that way? Like,
I mean, you're there all day. I mean, there's only so many things you can say to customers without.
What happened today when we were doing the thing at Home Depot? I'm carrying the things out because they're covered in paint, and I've got them so the kids don't, because the kids like dress up, so they aren't thankfully in paint. I'm walking out. The Home Depot guy looks at me, looks at the kids, then looks at the art project. And he goes, "Next time, let them do it." Just like, ah, sick burn from him.
I know. It's like,
got me so quickly. Thing. I was like, I know, right?
It's like the jokes about when the waiter comes and your food's all gone, and he's like, "How'd you like it?" It's like, "I hated it." Like the dad joke kind of thing. It's like, but that's like the extent of what you can say to customers without anyone being like, I'm sure someone was probably like, you sound like you were insulted by that. It's like that they can't even say anything to you. They can't say anything.
A lot of people can't say anything to me. No, I take it all the wrong way.
Yeah, I take it the wrong way. All right, I feel like that's good. Anything else with this big week?
I can't think of anything.
That's enough, right? It's enough. We had a big week week. Big week this week. It's WrestleMania. I got to hop on there and see if anybody's still fighting. All right, about it. Well, you know what we say. We don't want to grow up, but we already did. Have a great week, everybody.
Bye, everyone.